Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships. Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And this particular podcast I've entitled A Fresh Focus. I was inspired to call it that because last evening I had the wonderful opportunity to go to, there was a restaurant in the East Bay in Oakland. It's called Yoshi's, sort of a jazz place. And artists of many different styles come to this place. If you happen to be in the East Bay, I mean, this is sort of a little acknowledgement for the fact that they've been in business about 40 years, and it's wonderful to go see musicians perform there. But I go there to watch musicians perform, artists perform, because it's inspiring to me. It's inspiring to watch someone else who's taken something that they love and they've worked it and are at a level of proficiency, i.e. performance, that oftentimes is amazing. It's beyond belief. The gentleman that I was able to watch perform last evening, his name was Raul Midon, R-A-U-L-M-I-D-O-N, Raul Midon. You can pull him up on YouTube. And I had an opportunity to talk with the gentleman after the performance. And before I go any further, I want to share something that he is blind. He's been blind from birth. So obviously that did not stop him in learning how to play the guitar. And he plays a piano and he's other percussive instruments. And if you were to, you know, pull him up on YouTube and see this guy, I think you'd be amazed at his performance. Whether you're into the music itself, I think is beside the point. What I'm doing here is really acknowledging someone for their talent and using that as an inspiration to forward my life in whatever it is that I'm good at. I think that's one of the beauty that artists can actually bring to us, whether it's musical, whether it's visual. And when I talk about a fresh focus, it's in going to these other venues, these inspirations to help change my mindset. And I am certainly someone who is affected by my surroundings. I acknowledge that for myself. And because of that, I avail myself at every opportunity to go watch or participate also in something that's lively because it's got the energy, it's inspiring. And when I find that I'm needing that input, I'm obviously going to look inside and ask myself, what is it that I'm needing to heal? What needs attention? And sometimes it comes to the surface right away. I think in this particular case, it was I have had expenses and I felt like I've been paying a lot of bills and haven't been really taking care of myself. And I said, this is how I was going to accomplish that. And you know, however that is for you, it you know, get in touch with that. Remember that you are important in your life, and it's not just about paying bills. And in my particular experience, I often feel called upon to be responsible for a lot of things. And sometimes I reach my capacity for giving. And if I don't learn to give to myself, then what I wind up feeling like is that someone else is neglecting me. Somebody's neglecting my needs. And what I've had to come to the realization of, and this is over having done this a lot, is I've had to come to the realization of that it's my responsibility to take care of those things. And when I don't do such a good job at that, then on the outside, I think I have a pretty good exterior. But on the inside, I'm feeling sort of sticky, broken, confused, wondering, you know, when is the nurturing, when is the love, when is that stuff going to start? Well, what I can tell you from experience is that starts at home. That starts with you. You have to be the genesis of that. You have to create the space to do that for yourself. Then you make an example out of it. So when you introduce people into your life, then you actually share with them how to treat you based on how you treat yourself, how you communicate with them. And that's obviously very important. I talk about communication all the time. But remembering that you are important, and by doing so, you can be cause in the matter. So I hope that gives a little bit of insight into what I'm going to talk about in this particular podcast. I'm going to take a short break. We're going to have a couple of commercial things, and then I'm going to come back and delve into this a little bit more.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And in this particular episode, I'm talking about a fresh focus. When I left off, one of the things that I was mentioning was being able to identify the problem. And in my particular case, having a fresh focus, what I needed was some nurturing. And thankfully, I identified that. And the way I took care of that, I shared the example. I went to see another performer who was phenomenal, very inspirational. Again, got a chance to talk to him, and his name was Raul Madon. And to understand a little bit about what makes him the person he is. And I always find conversations like this very enlightening, because one of the things that comes out of this is you find that we all have a similar story at some point or in some way, that whether it's a personal challenge that we look to overcome, and you know, then you have a breakthrough. And in this particular case, this gentleman had a challenge from birth. He was blind, but it certainly didn't stop him from learning to play the guitar and learning to be a performer and all the challenges that go along with that. And he tells a lot about his own story in his song lyrics, and that's taking on the day-to-day that that happens in life. He acknowledges those that are important to him and saying that he loves them. And those are beautiful thoughts. So when it comes to your own life and you think about when you're struggling with something, it's identifying the problem, and you have to do that before you can make any progress. So It's definitely talking about relationship to yourself. Or if you happen to see a friend and you want to pass on some advice, remember, first of all, we have to identify the problem before we can do anything about it. And there are a lot of things that can that are symptoms. But get down to the nitty-gritty. And once you've gotten that first part worked out, then we can begin on how we're going to solve it. In my particular case, it was feeling neglected myself and knowing that I can't really put the responsibility on someone else to say, come take care of me. I had to go and do that. So I took care of myself by going out and seeing this particular performer. But when you're in a relationship with someone who they have a stake in this. So if you're doing your emotional roller coaster, then you certainly want to identify the problem, and then you want to be in communication about it with whomever you're involved with. And that's going to go a long way to not only helping you solve the problem, but communicating it, you might be able to get them, your partner, to want to share in solving it. And let me say that again. By communicating your need, you may be able to get your partner to want to share in solving the problem, because they may be happy that they could help. I liken to think it that when you're in a relationship with someone, what affects you affects your partner as well. So by being able to communicate your needs, you're already further ahead than a lot of people, because oftentimes people have the expectation that someone is going to be able to read their mind and figure it out, and then problem gets solved that way. Well, I can tell you in life that that's not generally the way it is. We get that way oftentimes because if you think about how people's thought processes are formed, oftentimes they are formed from the point of childhood. Babies, for example, don't really communicate their needs in a way other than crying, because they have yet to have commanded language. So oftentimes we revert back to that way of wanting our problem solved for us. And when you do that, if you're operating in that sort of fashion, especially when you have the ability to speak, it sort of becomes incumbent upon that individual to state their needs. So I'm just kind of giving you an illustration there of why communication is important. You know, another thing to kind of think about, it's, you know, belief systems. You know, and your philosophy. Because if you come from the thought that it is going to be someone else's responsibility to take care of you, well, then you're going to need to be with somebody who believes in that sort of reciprocity. Because I guarantee what happens in relationships when somebody is forced to be a caretaker is that caretaker is going to need a break. They're going to need some nurturing. And when you're doing a relationship, there's sort of a balance. There's a back and forth nature to that. And that sort of lifts the relationship up. If you don't have that, and it is sort of one-sided, then it sort of appears as if one is the servant. And that's not a very good feeling, especially when it happens over a long stretch of time. So think about this from both perspectives. If you're the person who's in a relationship who is in the caretaker role, think about your need. If you're the person that is on the receiving end of that caretaking, think about your partner. Think about what you're putting them through. And I certainly hope you're showing appreciation to them, because if not, you're going to be the one who's going to need to identify a problem, because you may find yourself in a place of probably not in a very healthy relationship. They may even split from you. something that comes about when you think about, okay, how do these things get started? I use the illustration of how people were raised. And I often think about, okay, what were their parents like?
So in thinking about that example, there's a lot of information that we can get. One of which, our parents model for us most of what we know about life, at least from that perspective. And we use that as a baseline, and we go forward from there. I say our parents, it could be an example. There could be whoever took care of you. Basically, whoever was your primary caregiver in your youth. Because that's where a lot of the beliefs are shaped. A lot of our behaviors, a lot of things come from this. So think about your own life. But I'm going to use parents because it's pretty universal. How did you watch them problem solve? If you had that opportunity, were they verbal? Did they think out loud? Or did they write things down? Were they really analytical? Some people have an example of their parents, you know, their mom and dad. They talk things out. They're, you know, some are animated, some are really excited. And I think we all borrow from those sorts of examples. You know, it's interesting, and I'll use this illustration. You see kids, and children have an amazing ability, at least in their negotiating skills. Some are very verbal. Some are really loud, really demonstrative. They use a lot of hand gestures. And even in the part where there's conflict and they're not necessarily getting their way, you see a lot going on. And then when there is some sort of resolution, you know, because it's sort of expected, you know, the kids have to work things out. They come to a resolution. You know, everybody doesn't get everything, but it's definitely a negotiation. And then they carry on with what it is that they do. And that's something you have to learn. But you learn that negotiating generally first from your parents. So as I started to mention, you have some that are very analytical. You know, they tend to write things down as in the form of writing a list and the challenge, you know, whatever the problem is, and they're writing down all the solutions. And then you get the parents that kind of get together and they have a discussion about it. Again, whether they're loud or soft, or, you know, some parents don't want to raise their voices in front of the kids because it could be very startling. And some parents are really loud and boisterous and they toss things, and it's just, you know, they're working it out. It's like the mad scientist. But as you work that out, as you develop an understanding for the problem and then come up with your solution, then you have to put that into play. And clearly, if you have a partner, you need to be communicating what the heck's going on so that they're not left in the dark. And so that all kind of touches back on, you know, your philosophy, you know, how you problem solve, what was your example of how to problem solve, and then communicating that. You know, how did your parents do it? Your parents probably had a meeting. They might have had a meeting with the family. Said, "Hey, you know, we've decided we're going to move, or we're going to go on vacation, or what we're going to have for dinner tonight." You know, whatever those things are, it's how you learn to negotiate, problem solve, and you can turn these things into having a fresh focus when you can stay on the positive side of that, which is what I really like to emphasize, and learn to make the best of your choices and carry on. Because there comes a point in time when you have to make a decision and move on to the next thing. I'm going to take a break right there, and I'll come back, and we'll talk about moving on to the next thing. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I'm your host, John Johnson. What I left off with was, you know, talking about the parents and how the problem solve and negotiating and so on and so forth. I happen to have, in my mind, an example of a technique that I borrow when I'm trying to get to the root of a problem. And there are certain individuals, I've known them for a long time, and because of our conversations that we've had over the years about various things, it's always been fun to learn something about how they deal with their stuff. And I'm going to mention, I've got a friend, his name is Daryl, great guy. We've been musicians friends for a long time. Knew him when I first started going to college. I have another, a childhood friend. His name is Clarence. Clarence is married. He and his wife, they're very philosophical individuals. And I got another fella, he's a coworker. His name is Barry. But I just mentioned first names. They're all good people. You know, listen to the podcast and they get a shout out to themselves here. But you know, Daryl, I'll tell you what I love about this guy. He's a big teddy bear. And you know, you meet a guy like that, and you know he's a big guy. You think he'd be really gruff and just unapproachable, but he is absolutely the opposite of that. And he's really one of those guys that's the go-to guy in his family. All of his family members come to him for advice because he really has that calming effect. And I've never seen the guy lose his temper. I know that there are things that bother him, but his method of handling things, I find he's a great inspiration for me, because when I think of problem solvers, people that I've watched handle things really well, he's one guy that comes to mind. The other guy, Clarence, that I mentioned, I've known Clarence for years. Went to his wedding. Clarence and I, we were elementary school buddies. So obviously I've known him a long time. But, you know, I've been to his wedding and so on and so forth. And I was really happy to see him, you know, get married and remembered some, you know, some childhood stories that we shared and from elementary school, and was glad to be able to share some of that with his wife, just to give him an idea of how such a nice guy he was. And, you know, Clarence has always been one of those fellas that likes to include people. So if he saw somebody sitting down by themselves and he saw a group over here having fun, you know, he'd go find that loner and say, hey, you know, come on and join us. And I find that very endearing, because there's empathy and compassion in, you know, the ability to do that and want to feel for someone else, you know, bring that into your relationship. If I'm reminded to do that sort of thing when I see people who are feeling a bit lonely, and I think, okay, how do I want to solve this problem? Who can I think of that I think is a great problem solver? And boom. You know, it pops in there. I think of Clarence. He's a soft-spoken guy. He's really kind, very philosophical. And then there's my friend Barry. He's another guy. He's funny as heck. He's I've known him. He's a coworker. And what I find amazing about this young man, gentleman, I should say, is he's not only philosophical, he's very spiritually grounded, and you know, he's had his challenges in life, and you know, he's gone through them. And I find the guy to be truthful all the time when I speak to him. And not that other people aren't, but I mean, this guy just, he knows his truth when he's speaking, and it is probably his faith, his religious belief gives him, helps him get grounded in that, and he comes from a spiritual place and talks from that quite often. But he doesn't hit you over the head with it. It's just something that you're very aware of when you're speaking to him, and I admire that about him. So when getting a fresh focus for myself is something that I'm looking to do, what I had started out was sharing with you one of the things that helps me get there, and that's going out to see artistic people, or in some cases, I may even pull up a video of some type. Go on the internet, and there's obviously lots of film of people doing amazing things, whether it's track athletes in training, whether it's young kids learning to play an instrument, and then they, you know, a couple years later, they're phenomenal, and you're inspired because you see somebody young there, or people overcoming challenges of many different types. And then I'm inspired to go do my thing. And my thing could be just simply being motivated to go do the laundry today. It's just the idea that I'm going to be involved in my life in a way that's going to keep me moving forward. Because I can tell you that there are definitely times when I don't want to deal with whatever's out there. But you know, you have to. So you have to sort of repackage it for yourself and say, okay, I'm going to deal with that. And whatever happens, happens, but today it's going to get done. And by being able to do that for yourself, you find that you make progress. It's like one foot in front of the other. I mean, there's always obstacles in life, but it's your state of mind. That's what's going to help you get through it and out to the other side. And it helps me stay positive in my own thing. And that's what's really important for me, staying positive. You know, one other individual that just popped into my mind, and he's right under my nose. It's the executive producer, Tate. I find him to be very inspirational. I mean, this guy has definitely had his own challenges, and he has come through like a champ. You know, I met Tate, you know, a number of years ago, and always found this guy in good spirits. Now, you know, we all have challenges in life, but again, it's how you deal with the problem. And I've sat down and talked with him many times about various things, and I find the guy a joy to talk to. So Tate, I know at some point in time you're going to listen to this podcast, but I find him a joy to listen to. And the other part to that is, in all of these individuals that I've spoken about, I was talking about Tate, Daryl, Clarence, and Barry, they're good friends, and you know, that friendship endures. You know, one other thing I want to say about that is them being listeners. One of the nice aspects of friendship is that you have somebody to listen to you when you have something to share, and someone to bounce things off of. And that's the point in time where you come to a conclusion, come to some sort of resolve about what you want to do, and they're there to support you. And I find these individuals important because I don't have all the answers, and it's nice to be able to bounce something off of someone else and get their perspective on it. And I trust them and their wisdom, you know, their experience in life. It's something that they can definitely recall. You know, none of them are just yes men. So it's important to have those sort of checks and balances in life. And by having that, hopefully you have a life that reflects who you are, and you're able to get something great out of that, and being able to share that with your partner in life. So that's what helps me keep a fresh focus. I hope this has been helpful to you and your problem-solving challenges. So pass the information on. Let them know. We're GoldenStateMediaConcepts.com. I'm John Johnson, your host for this podcast, and thank you for joining me.